frequent lover, our new rewards program rewards you for celebrating birthdays and anniversaries with your partner. Enroll online at loverslane.com or the next time that you shop at your favorite Lover's Lane.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
In-store only and while supplies last. Any WeVibe purchase scores you a free travel toy storage bag. And while you're in, take a look at all of our face masks. They're currently buy one, get one free.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of the Intimacy Advisor Podcast, which is all about love and romance, connecting and bonding with your partner. And first, I kind of just want to say thanks. I'm really excited that it's our 30th episode today. I actually work in both our stores and at our office doing the podcast. And I really love, you know, being able to connect face-to-face with customers and directly help them and answer questions, but also kind of work on the broader side of the spectrum and point you all in the right direction of products or suggestions or a pep talk if need be or really anything. So thank you for the opportunity and continuing to listen. And I'm really having fun doing this. That being said, if you guys do have questions, continue to send them my way. I will answer them as quickly as I can. Or if there's anything that you want elaborated on in a podcast, I can do that too. Just let me know. I'm always open to suggestions, and I love giving you guys all advice. And kind of what seems to be a lot of questions lately, kind of continuing with the past two episodes that we've had, BDSM and kink, must be on all your minds recently from the questions I've been answering. Let's keep the ball rolling today. Today's episode is going to be about how to actually get your partner to enjoy these kinky things, or how to introduce them if you really like desire it, and what to say to make them feel at ease. I think that with all kinky sex, people kind of almost have a guard up and they believe that it's bad, or it's something to be ashamed of, or it makes them less of a person somehow. But that negative belief is simply stemming from the most part, I would say, of miseducation, maybe shame or trauma surrounding sex. And the truth is that many studies have proven how sought after kinky sex actually is. And by definition, something that is kinky sex is going to be, you know, described as anything that bends away from the straight and narrow. So almost like I say sometimes, vanilla sex. And it can include BDSM, fantasy, maybe role-playing, fetishes, group sex, so anything that's more than two people, or even voyeurism or exhibitionism, which kind of means, you know, being watched during sex or watching sex. That is a huge fantasy as well. So on your journey into kink, you really, the first step is to decide what your goals are. Because I find suggesting kink or BDSM practices to be so different depending on your experience level. I actually recommend keeping like a little journal or writing down a list of maybe 1 to 3 or more, if you have more fantasies than that, that you find really enticing. Because the thing is, some people will find small clitoral toys just as exciting as others find like a full latex suit. And there's no judgment on either side of the spectrum, but just as a sex educator pointing a person in, you know, the right direction for them, it can be really vastly different depending on who I'm talking to. So regardless where you are on your journey, a healthy communication, intensive and open sex life has great health and happiness benefits. You have to be able, like I've said in almost every episode, and I will continue to preach it to people that come in the store and to listen to the podcast, Communication equals great sex. You can't see, but I'm shrugging. That's just the truth. So if there's something that you're holding on to and you're afraid to ask your partner, I hope that you grow and you will be confident to ask them in the near future. A lot of stereotypes, you know, surround kink or kinky sex, which is probably why people are afraid to share their desires. And a lot of people have shame around their sexuality. So even before you bring anything up to your partner, if you're struggling to initiate this conversation, just know that all your interests that you have are valid. Telling them straight from the get-go of the conversation, just saying, you know, hey, I feel vulnerable, but this is important to me. And when you do get into the nitty-gritty of what it is that you desire, now you have to be specific. Something like, hey, I don't know, could we try BDSM? That's not going to cut it. You need to tell them what it is that you want. You need to give them an image of your desire so that they know what it is that's wished for of them. Always check in with your partner. You know, if you say, this is so hot, whatever your scenario is, whatever your desire is, saying it's really enticing to me, it's really sexy to me, is it something that you're open to exploring? That really helps a lot, because if you're lacking a sexual fulfillment, they could be too, and offering them their chance of their own desires should always be welcomed. If you're going to ask something of someone, you should be able to be a great listener as well. Remember that conversations about sex aren't exactly meant for the bedroom too. So if you are having these conversations, you need to be able to talk in a place that's non-threatening. It doesn't need to be a foreplay conversation. A lot of people believe that you can lay out all the ground rules of what you want, what you want, what you want, and now we're going to go upstairs or down the hall to the bedroom. And you almost need to let it sit in that other person's head and make sure that it's something that they're comfortable with. Always get consent, even if it's your partner that you've been with for years and years. When you're introducing something new, it takes a little bit of time. It takes the thought process. And the tone is really important that you're asking into. You know, make it light, make it caring. But don't forget that it is like a serious desire of yours. Make sure to eliminate distractions from social media and work. That's a huge one for me. And really connect with each other. You know, use eye contact and be vulnerable. Think of kink as a collaborative effort, because you won't have the fulfillment of what you are desiring unless that other person's involved. Kink is something that you almost need at least two people for. You know, make sure to listen to your partner and think of how you can incorporate their desires into your own too. So if you're asking for something in particular and they're asking for almost the opposite, is someone willing to be a switch person in this scenario? Or whose desire do you want to try first? Is there something that is putting up a block where you or they feel like they can't act this out? Maybe like a past trauma or just something that has no interest at all? Can you work through it? Can you try something else that you desire? But any relationship, including if this was just a kink relationship and not even if you are technically together, be prepared to compromise and be willing to try their fantasies as well. The thing is that TV and porn and 50 Shades or whatever books are fiction, and they're kind of unreliable to teach us about risks that are associated with kinky sex. And I almost hate mentioning that here because I don't want people to be afraid of their own desires. But you do need to be informed with a safe word or a gesture if a limit's reached. And everyone should be completely open to that. Because if you are playing with somebody that says that they don't need a safe word, then that play should not continue. And last week's episode talks a little bit more about safety words than I'll mention here. So if you want to go listen to that one and pause this one before you pick back up, go right ahead. What not to do though, if you want to try kinky sex, is, you know, present ultimatums in your relationship. Find your goals initially, but be understanding of what if nots. You know, if you, let's say you dreamed up this scenario and you need to think of what's going to happen if I bring this up to my partner and they're saying no. What if you dreamed of being, let's just say, tied up and spanked, but your partner won't listen or doesn't want to give it a try? I'm going to be honest, the next move's kind of on you, because what is it that they like? Let's assume they just like standard, almost low-key vanilla sex. What would happen if you didn't give that to them? I could almost guarantee that desire will eventually stop and resentment will probably start. So if you try to put that a little bit in perspective for them, or better yet, you know, just send them this episode. A person's needs and wants in their sexuality are really important to who you are and your overall happiness. So putting those needs and wants on the back burner is going to eventually lead into an unhappy relationship. Now, if you told your partner the scenario you've been dreaming of, but they're hesitant, that's a little different story. Shows that they're listening, but they might be nervous of maybe hurting you. I hear that all the time. Or maybe they're nervous of the role and they don't exactly know how to execute it perfect, like what you're dreaming of. So there's a lot of expectation in front of them and they don't know if they can keep up with that for you. I'm going to tell you though, this is good news. This is where you both can kind of be curious of how kink is going to fit into the already established dynamic that you have as partners. And know that if this is how they feel, it's probably going to take some time and maybe compromise to reach the final fantasy that you have. I see this in the store so often that no person ever feels completely confident when they pick up like a flogger, a paddle, or a riding crop or something like that, and they just start swinging it around on their person, or they hit them too hard, or they don't even really know how to hold it right so that they don't get tired. I know that's really a thing, and that's okay, because just like you explore your body when you're growing up or when you become an adult, getting to know what touches and what sensations that you like, getting to know how you orgasm, the same is true with kink and bondage. Nobody ever just jumps into it and knows what they want. We have these fantasies, of course, that's all natural. But if you can't execute them right from the beginning, no one is ever a virgin who is good at sex. Remember that. You have to do research together. It can definitely help the intimidation factor. Usually people push away something new to their relationship for the sole purpose that they don't believe what they were doing initially was good enough. So when you have out of the box from your relationship ideas or desires, and the other person has these feelings of them not being good enough or disassociated initially, remember to be patient. You got to be understanding that your wants are valid, of course, but so are their feelings. Make sure to practice patience. Otherwise, you're never going to get that desire. When I help my friends with things like this, they're always saying, they come into the store, let's say that. That happens all the time, where they come visit. Oh, I really want to try a ball gag, but my boyfriend thinks that's weird. Or I really want to try impact play is a big one, but my boyfriend's afraid of hurting me. I really want to try being dominated or dominating, but I don't know how to bring that up. And really what you need to do is just make a little couple bullet points of different pieces of that puzzle that fulfills this desire that you have. So if you want to dominate, what do you want to do? Do you want to tell them how to touch your body? Do you want to tell them to bow down and kiss your feet? Do you want to tell them to masturbate while you masturbate? What is it that you want to do? Make little bullet points. And you really have to be in the perfect space, mindset. Ask your partner, hey, I need to talk to you about something that's really important to me. I hope that you're not threatened, or, you know, just give them a little kind of sit down. Don't be nervous. This is just important to me and I want to try it and I want to know what you think. And say, I've been thinking about it and I want to try dominating you. I want to try being dominated. I want to try impact play, whatever it may be. And hopefully that will spark a conversation. And if somebody shuts down, then maybe, you know, you need to take a step back from it and revisit it later. But at least they know your needs and wants. Making changes in your relationship is not always an easy task. But when you do get to the point of moving forward, to be patient and understanding of your partner, you can actually start exploring. So you don't necessarily need to go out and buy all things kink and BDSM friendly, depending on what your fantasies are, of course. But I recommend using maybe rope around the house or neckties or really anything that you can find that's still safe, of course. Don't go use like sharp wire or anything if you're trying to look for a rope. And just practice before you commit to it. Can really help ease nerves because it's an item that you're already familiar with around the house, and it's not like you have to go into a store if you're a little bit more nervous or you don't have to order anything and be intimidated by this new product. And when you do get to it, just remember your safe word and go slow. And the biggest thing is make sure you have fun. If it doesn't end up the scenario you played in your head, both people are trying, I guarantee you're gonna have some good sex or at least a fun little play session. If you're a little bit more experienced with kink and you just want to try something new, so let's say that you are the submissive and you have desires to be a switch and you want to try dominating, always first communicate. You need to tell your partner. You need to research a little bit so that you know what you want to do and how to execute that and give it a go. I recommend little kits by this brand that we carry called Ouch. They have restraints and ball gags and blindfolds and floggers, ticklers, and there's a bunch of different options depending on what your desires are. And not all of them have a bunch of everything. There's a couple with just maybe two or three little products in there. But they're fun. They definitely help explore. They're inexpensive. If you are penetrating or using toys, of course, use a lubricant. And keep an open mind. Sex is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a little bit messy, and it's supposed to be awkward if you're trying something new, and that's okay. Working through it and building up and communicating is going to give you a really fun time. I'm curious if anyone has recently tried to add some fun kinky things to their bedroom or to their lifestyle. And if you have, can you send me an email? I just want to know, like, if this helped anybody, where you are in your own sexual adventures. Is your communication lacking? Are you not connecting your desires correctly? Like, how can I help? What's going on? Send me an email. My email is Haley, it's H-A-L-E-Y, @loverslane.com. We're also on Instagram if you want to see some updates about the episodes that are coming out in the future. The handle is @intimacyadvisorpod. And we are also on Twitter. The handle is @IA_pod. Enjoy getting a little kinky, and I will talk to you all again next Monday. Lovers Lane. Stay together.